Hey everyone, it's your girl Aramoix Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. Today it is Tuesday here in Detroit, Michigan. All is well, I have no complaints, and I'm excited to be here with you guys on this platform, sharing this time and this space. I am extremely grateful for all of the love, all of the support, everyone checking in when they noticed that my episode was not up. Okay, there were some major changes due to some unforeseen circumstances with my furnace, but all is well now. So now that we're warm and toasty, we can focus. Okay, hopefully, you know, my children will continue to respect the background noise requirement. But if not, you already know most of our children are at home right now with the pandemic going on. So please bear with me and do not hold it against me, okay? All right. So cutting into this episode, guys, originally I was going to do the Black Love series. And it is still something that is coming. It is still something that is coming extremely soon within the next couple of weeks. But when spirit speaks, sometimes we have to change our plans, you know. I believe my grandmother used to say back in the day, God plans, we plan, God laughs, was her expression. So, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I call myself having a plan for this series that was spirit-led, and then spirit was like, oh, before you get to that, you know, we got like two more episodes you need to do before we hop on that. So, we are going to get started. Okay. This episode, is not for children. Okay. This episode is a tough love episode. So I recommend if you have children present, this is going to be raw, uncut, and unfiltered. This is your warning that you might want to put some headphones on. Okay. All right, so let's hop into it. I'm going to make some announcements regarding my rules for bookings and hours of availability towards the end of the episode, okay? So, you know, the last episode, Victory Mindset, got a lot of people's attention. And I love that everyone is on their journey to victory. But this episode is about prioritizing your priorities. Okay. A lot of times we want the outcome of being victorious. We want the outcome of being successful. We want the outcome, you know, so fast, forgetting that there's a whole journey that is webbed into what it is we're asking for. And we never take the time to really think about that the things that we ask for is its own journey within the journey we're already on. And you cannot avoid what the journey entails. So bouncing off of the victory mindset, we're going to go ahead and call this the victory mindset part two, prioritizing your priorities. Okay. Now, I know you guys are saying, okay, what you saying, Rose, what you saying? What I'm saying is this. Okay. And I'm speaking from my own experience. Nothing I say is factual. This is just based off of my own journey. Okay. First of all, spiritually speaking, a spiritual awakening is not something that should be glamorized because it's not all glitz and glamour. Okay. It's not just all, oh, glow up. It is hard work. It is learning to see that sometimes you may be the problem. It is getting out of your own way. It is practicing self-accountability. It is realizing that sometimes we can be codependent. It's realizing that codependency is a form of validation. And who are we seeking validation from? And are they qualified to give us the validation we're seeking? And why are we seeking that validation? It's asking those type of questions. It may be us realizing that, yes, although this traumatic experience happened, you know, me being offered services to get help with that, you know, me being presented the opportunity to heal from that, but me missing it because of my ego, because I was more comfortable with operating from fear or operating from, you know, the place of, you know, I'm gonna have this wall up And this wall is going to be my act of protection. It's going to be my act of boundaries. But then we have a missed opportunity for growth, or we have a missed opportunity for healing because we're afraid. Spiritual awakenings is something that is inevitable. Growth is inevitable. Good and bad, duality, okay, polarity, it exists for a reason, and it is something that we cannot avoid. I love that all of us are striving to conquer something. I love that all of us are striving to be victorious in the things that mean most to us. But the truth of the matter is this, okay? Even on your journey to having a victorious mindset, you have to make sure you are prioritizing yourself. At no point should the validation, okay, or even the work, the accountability, should it be more outside yourself and dependent on other people than it does on yourself. It is okay, you know, if you are blessed to have someone who will hold you accountable, you know what I'm saying, who's willing to be that or do that for you. But you don't want to drain your family and your friends. You don't want to sit up there and drain your accountability partner because you can't self-start. I'm going to say that again. I don't know who that's for. Okay, but you don't want to drain that family member, that friend, your spouse, because you can't self-start. It's like a vehicle. If you look, a lot of us nowadays have newer vehicles, and it has a self, you know, it has the button, and when you press that button, it'll, you know, start the car before you even get to it. Especially if you live in the Midwest or live anywhere, you know, up north of Michigan or anywhere that's, you know, kind of cooler on the colder side and you're getting snow, all right, to warm up the car before you get to it so that it's already comfortable once you get to it, correct? So it's just like that. If the battery goes out in that keypad, you're going to go get it replaced. You're going to make it a priority to get it replenished so that it can, you can utilize that tool and it can stay convenient for you. The same way that you're willing to have that replaced, to spend that money, to go out of your way, to call off work, to get that replaced so that you're not inconvenienced. We need to do the same thing with our mindsets. We need to do the same thing with our boundaries. We need to do the same thing about the goals that we have set out for ourselves. We did not come from a lazy lineage. Let me sip that again. Let me sip my little morning drink again. And this is not alcohol, y'all. Okay, let me sip my little morning tea. My little matcha. Get that caffeine in my system. Because we're going to have this conversation, okay? Like, it's so funny because there was a time where I felt so entitled to get help. I felt so entitled to, you know, for people to see, I'm trying and people should see that and they should encourage me or they should at least help me or extend a positive word like I do. And spirit gave me such a reality check that I real life had to humble myself, because the truth of the matter is this: nobody owes you anything. Nobody owes you anything. Yes. Okay. We come from a lineage that has been through a lot. There is a lot of healing that needs to take place, not just within ourselves, but within our lineage, okay, on behalf of our ancestors. You know, there are habits and even generational health issues that need to be addressed. But if it is not prioritized, okay, if it is not the thing that is getting the focus, whose fault is that? That's not your spouse's fault because they didn't get up and work out with you. That's not your cousin's fault because she, you know, don't call as much as she used to. And you know, she's not listening to everything you got going on because, you know, she got her own shit to take care of. She got her own things to do. I'm noticing a lot of friendships and a lot of family relationships being affected because people will not allow you to emotionally dump on them. And I'm going to tell you something. Those people who cut you off because of that are not wrong, because they have every right to protect their peace, their energy. Okay, they have every right to establish healthy boundaries just like you. Let's get into this. We want to live victoriously, right? We want to live with intention, right? We want peace. We want happiness. We want to be in alignment. We want our chakras balanced. We want to have that strong connection with our ancestors. We want to be, grounded, and we want to walk our spiritual path the way we're supposed to in excellence. But it takes work. It takes time. It takes consistency. Who in the hell do you think you are to sit up there and act as if all of this is just dropped in your lap because, oh, you had a rough life? We all have faced something. Okay, and this isn't to diminish what you've been through. This isn't to say, oh, that's nothing compared to what I've been through, because you guys have been listening to me long enough to know that I really have been through some heavy stuff, some things that a child should never have to endure. I had to grow up really, really fast, but that does not mean that I'm entitled to a specific form of treatment because life threw me a curveball. Because if it wasn't for that curveball, if it wasn't for that pain and that experience and that betrayal, if it wasn't for that violation, I could not stand in my strength and my wisdom and my faith and tell you that you got this. And in order for me to do this, you ever had to heal while assist someone in their healing? Because that is your purpose. Because you are here to give light and love, but you are also here to shed light. I hear a lot of people saying, "Man, I'm just searching for the light at the end of the tunnel." And I'm confused, because who told you were living in darkness? Who told you that? Where did that come from? Baby, you are the light. You are the strength you've been seeking. You are already designed to be victorious, okay? It is already written. You are victorious. You are great. You have purpose, okay? You have the ability to realign yourself, okay? You have the ability to communicate directly with your ancestors, but a lot of us are not consistently consistent, but we consistently consistent getting that henny. We consistently consistent talking shit on the phone. We consistently consistent reading and worried about what the next female or the next male doing. You know what I'm saying? But we're not consistently consistent on minding the business that pays us so that we can sit up there and elevate and take it to the next level. What business are you minding? And is it serving you? Oh, we're gonna talk today. I'm Mama Z today. We gonna get this today. Look how far you've come. Do you realize that you are not where you were? You realize that, right? Do you realize that your crown got a whole different glow to it, baby? So don't you dare. Don't you dare let society, this unstable, unhealed, confused, lost crowd of zombies make you feel any different. Because you know what? We have to come to a point that we stop seeking validation from a society, okay, who don't even know the difference between a compliment and shade, who don't understand the difference between constructive criticism and shade. Because as much as we love to complain about shade, as much as we love to complain about the tough love, quote unquote, yeah, it'll be beautiful to learn from grace and love and kindness. It's not impossible. I learned a lot from in that form, but I also learned a lot more from tough love. And let me tell you something. I'm grateful for both, but I am even more grateful for the tough love, because that is what gave me thicker skin. Because the truth is this: the world does not care that you cry yourself to sleep at night. And there's a select few of us, okay? There's a select few of us who are authentically chosen to be healers, to be guides, to assist the collective, who are here to tell you what you need to hear versus what you want to hear and how you want to hear it. Make yourself a priority. May the validation you seek be the validation you give to yourself, because you only need the permission of yourself and those connected to you, aka your ancestors or the divine creator in the line of faith that you are following. This is not a game. Why would you gamble with your life? Why would you gamble with your time like you just gonna get it back? Like it's just, tomorrow's just promised to you, right? No. The truth of the matter is this. You could be here today and gone tomorrow. It's time to live life. I can hear it, and that's why I said, what she mean by societal zombies? I mean this. People who are necessarily just following the crowd. You know what I'm saying? People who do things just because of something to do, or, well, that looks interesting. Let me try this, or, well, this is trending. Let me get on this. I listen, and here's a breakdown of what I mean, okay? People who I know, for example, that are apostolic, but they selling metaphysical supplies and speaking against our practices, okay, in the ATR at the same time. If that ain't counterproductive, make it make sense. You know, I mean, and then Clubhouse. Let me touch on Clubhouse real quick. I respect Clubhouse for what it is and what it was meant to be. Honestly, I love it. Because I'm a person that believes that sometimes you don't need all of the visuals and all of the extras to get the message. Because when you're truly trying to get the message, you don't want no distractions. You want to hear. And you want to hear to understand. Right? So I love Clubhouse because it allows you to be heard. And it allows you to have some type of organization on how you communicate with others. Okay. However, although the intention was good for this platform, it is the people that perverse or manipulate or make things good or bad. It is how you use it. And I say that to say this, your experience, your spiritual journey, okay, your journey to your goals can be good or it can be bad. But at the end of the day, it's all on you. Because if you are not prioritizing yourself and you're not prioritizing your routine and you're not prioritizing and disciplining yourself, how do you expect to achieve the greatness it is that you are more than capable of? Before you begin to blame others, baby, you got to look at yourself. You got to look in the mirror. You got to take a long, deep, unapologetic look at yourself. Transmute that energy into something better for yourself. For example, back in the day, man, extremely talkative. Why? Because at home, I felt like I wasn't heard. So when I would get around people who would talk to me or who would listen to me, I would get so excited to actually be able to say something without being silenced that I began to just talk. And I didn't realize that sometimes I overtalk people or that I just rudely cut them off. And it's not done out of maliciousness, but it was done out of a place of being unhealed because I was to be seen and not heard growing up. Okay. A child didn't have no feelings in my household. You were to do what you were told and that was it. And if you didn't, there were horrible consequences for it. I don't do that with my children now because we're breaking those habits, those generational habits okay, that result in mental health issues later. We're breaking those chains of bondage. I want open communication with my children. I want to know how they're feeling because they're still people too. And I'm using that as an example to say this, like, the fact, like, and maybe it's me, okay? But I want y'all to do this for me. When you look in the mirror, stare into your eyes, and I want you to take 5 deep belly breaths and listen as the breaths softly escape your lips and understand that you are a walking, living, breathing miracle. That makes you a goddess and a god in your own right. Yes, I said it. I stand by it. So how dare you dim your light? Okay? How dare you care more about what other people think or have to say than you? They not paying your bills? When you're crying in the middle of the night because you're trying to figure out where your place is in this world, they're doing them. We can discipline ourselves, okay, to save money, to get this vehicle or this shoe to stunt on the next person, but you're telling me that we can't discipline ourselves to correct learned behavior that has been passed down by unhealed elders from generation to generation? We got bigger fish to fry, but y'all worried about what Mayweather daughter doing. Y'all worried about the relationship between Black China and her mama, but you ain't spoke to your mama in years. Let's talk about it. You always got something to say. You always have an explanation or an excuse for why you're exhibiting fucked up behavior. But then you want to use the excuse of, well, look, I'm human and I'm just me. Well, then, baby, you're going to be human and just you and bonded and burdened because you're choosing to settle in that. And if you're going to choose to settle in that, then stand in that 10 toes down. But don't go raining on nobody else's parade. Don't go bringing your misery and your baggage to the next person because you're hurt. Because you're allowing yourself to stay in that position. You should, if you truly want healing, if you truly want success and elevation, you have to understand that even if you do all the spiritual work in the world, sitting on your ass is not about to get it for you. I don't care how many candles you light. I don't care how many spirits you conjure. I don't care what it is you do. I don't care how many prayers you give, how much tithes you pay at church. I don't care what it is you do. Faith without works is still dead. To whom much is given, much is required. Okay, that's for my Bible folk. But for my spiritual folk. For my spiritual folk. No elbow. Y'all already know what it is. When you don't follow through on that elbow. When you don't follow through on your altar and you ain't communicating with your ancestors and them cups is dusty. Because, baby, your ancestor altar is a portal of communication. It is where you show gratitude. It is where you discipline yourself. And then y'all want to get on social media and claim all of these spiritual rites of passages. And then y'all showing all of y'all altars, all of these sacred rites of passages that are not supposed to be publicized. And it's like, really? But you want your ancestors to help you be a millionaire. You want your ancestors to help you make this person you're with fit into your world, even though they're trying to tell you that this person is not for you. Let's talk about it. I get so many requests to bend the freedom of will of people. Like I don't even understand it, because some of y'all that I come across are so beyond gifted and radiant. Some of y'all really are chosen for some amazing things, but you're drowning yourself in chaos because it's comfortable. And don't get me wrong, this isn't a rant, but this is a real, real thing and conversation. Because you're wondering how I'm gonna do this, how I'm gonna do that. And the problem is you're so busy wondering how, reacting instead of listening. Do not gamble with your life. Prioritize yourself. Prioritize your healing. And understand that with elevation comes responsibility. And if you cannot handle minding your business in real time, being consistent, practicing self-discipline, practicing self-awareness and self-accountability, because all of that is a part of self-care and self-love, not just flowers, water, Florida water, herbs, and candles. Not just spa days and massages. Not just hikes. Take one thing and make it a daily practice. And I promise you, within 21 days, it'll be natural for you to do that thing. And then add to it. If you miss a day, do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. Do not quit. As soon as you remember, get it done. If you cannot get it done that day, guess what? Get up and try again. Because as long as you keep waking up, as long as you keep... You have no excuse. I'm just human. Yes, we're allowed to be human. We're going to run into human situations. But once you have that knowledge of that wisdom, once you have that know better, it's not really an excuse anymore. It's a choice. Your happiness is your responsibility. Your success is your responsibility. You chose this life. You came here with the intention of doing the things you listed out for yourself. Live life with intention. Make yourself a real priority. Make the rewiring of your mindset a priority. Strip those illusions. Some of you are dimming your own light. Ain't nobody blew out your candle. You did it yourself. Now, what are you going to do about it? Refocus your focus. Don't get comfortable in that chaos and stop getting wrapped up in reality television. You know what? On some real shit, I would love for my people, okay? My people to stop supporting these reality TV show platforms that is showing our younger generation, okay? Because yes, it is the parents' responsibility. However, it still takes a village. Spare me all the bullshit how it don't take a village and we worried about ourselves and ourselves only. No, it take a village, because it was a village, okay, that worked together to get you these crowns and these ceremonies and these things we're doing in the ATR. Don't it take a village to make that happen too? It's okay when it's for that though, right? It takes a village when you need a babysitter though, right? Because when you want to go play throat baby, you know what I'm saying? You don't want your kids present. So it's okay for that though, right? When you want to go do that with somebody who don't belong to you. Yeah, we going there. Because I want us to see where we prioritize that. I want us to see what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's convenient when we out here in these streets. We could discipline ourselves to do the shit that hinders us, to do the things that weigh us down, to do the things that makes us a statistic. But we cannot do what we're supposed to do to obtain what it is we're looking for. Some of y'all searching for a soul tribe and got a soul tribe, but you are so hurt and so damaged and insecure from what it is you've been through that you pushing away some of the best people that you could possibly have in your life. Meanwhile, accepting someone who has spiritually manipulated you into believing that those people are not your soul tribe. And you wondering why you still got shit popping off in your life that don't make sense. Check your table. Check your circle. But while you doing that, make sure you checking yourself and asking yourself, how did I get into this situation? At what point was there a warning and I didn't listen? Why was I not in tune? We get mad at the messengers when they come at us with assertiveness and with passion and with love. Because the truth be told, no one has to tell you these things. People don't have to care. But some of us really do. Because some of us look at you. I don't care if you're in your worst possible place in life. I am still going to see you as the God and Goddess you are. I'm still going to see you as the king and queen that you are. I'm still going to see you as the royalty that you are, because I know what's in your DNA. Because I know what our people have conquered. I know what we can do if we were not who we are. There would not be a target on our back. We would not be hunted the way we are hunted. The more we heal ourselves, the more we empower ourselves, our village, our community, our soul tribe, okay? The more we stop turning against one another and utilizing wisdom and learning to be adults and sitting down and having adult conversations. It's so much work being thrown over miscommunication. It's sickening. And I'm utterly disgusted with some of the collective right now. Because truthfully speaking, truthfully, y'all make fun of people who want peace and who's willing to do the work to create environments and spaces for those who are like-minded. But y'all envy them for the same reason. We are inventors. We are scientists. We are master mathematicians. We are authors, poets, musicians, storytellers, medicine men and women, healers. We are judges of justice. Don't you realize that when we come together as a collective for the same goal, the world shifts? Don't you realize that the reason why things are coming at you full force all at one time is because you are closer to your destiny than what you were yesterday? So you got to understand that opposition is going to come. It is how you react. It is how you respond. It is how you engage. Not everything requires your participation. Not everything you come across that has friction requires participation. I'll give you an example. There was a group of beautiful young ladies I was dealing with. And we were very, very close at one time. Okay. And it was a lot of me ignoring the fact that I was trying to pour and help people who did not want to see the error of their ways. Okay. It's to a point where certain African spirituality or African diaspora practices are being the excuse of why pettiness and childishness is accepted, and I ain't with that. Okay. When I realized that my mindset was different, and not so much saying I was better than anybody, because I would never, I'm still a student of life. I'm going to always be a student of life because I love to learn and that's what I'm here to do. But what I am saying is that there were just certain vibrations of behaviors that I could not resonate with anymore. Because I took time to myself to do the work, and I realized that a lot of what I was participating in, a lot of what I was engaging in, a lot of how I was speaking and how I was coping and dealing with things and things I was seeking from other people, I realized that I didn't need any of that. They were here to teach me a lesson. I was never supposed to continue to deal with these individuals as long as I did. But you know us, okay, we want what we want and we don't know when to let go. It's okay for friends to outgrow each other. And in my situation, that's all that happened. But of course, instead of people seeing it for what it is, not even knowing that the same person that's feeding them, okay, the BS was the same person telling me that we're not on the same level and I should be doing this, this, and this because I'm spiritually ahead of them and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I have this, 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 this. So I shouldn't even be dealing. We shouldn't even be in a group together. Like, we don't have nothing in common. And although there was some truth to that, it was also kind of mind-boggling to me because I have friends that were on different levels, but they're still my friend. So I thought. The worst thing in the world is to sit down and you get that good old D-Lo Goon reading and get told that your friends are your enemies. The most painful thing in the world is to find out how true it is. But although it was painful, I still let go in love. All I did was mind my business. I stopped calling. I stayed to myself because I needed to focus on myself and figure out what is it about me that I kept attracting people that felt it was okay to misuse me or to take advantage of me. And I knew exactly where it stemmed from. So now I had to deal with unresolved childhood traumas and issues. And I put myself, I got in therapy to deal with that. Because it wasn't only happening there. It was happening, I was bringing it into my marriage. This is me being real transparent with y'all. And between being properly spiritually guided and having a therapist, let me tell y'all, I have never, ever, and I say this with so much love and emotion in my heart, been as happy as I am now. The way the blessings have been set up, y'all, the way that life has been giving me back everything I lost, but way better than I could imagine. I am eternally grateful that I decided to do the work, that I decided to go into hermit mode and look at me and work on me and mind my business. That's why when things are thrown at me, it's more of a nuisance than an actual result. Okay, y'all, I'm telling y'all this because your energy is currency. And believe me, you, it gets expensive. You are worthy. You are more than capable. You already know you're more than a conqueror because you're still standing. Look at what we're surviving. Look at what we're here to witness. We are a resilient people. We are magical beings. Our faith, the way we pray, the way we petition, down to the way we belt out songs from the deepest part of our bellies, the way we cry out in songs as a collective, y'all feel it? The way we move to a drum, it is power in all of that. I don't care, listen, I don't care what somebody has told you about you. I don't care if they said you weren't shit or you weren't going to be nothing but a woman with a bunch of babies. I don't care if they said you weren't never going to make it or you were going to be in jail or dead. Man, fuck them and fuck that. Who do you want to be? And are you willing to commit and do the work to get where it is you want to be for you? Fuck them. Flesh wise, yeah, it'll feel good to stunt on the people who spoke on you. Yeah, it'll feel good to be vindicated in front of the people who lied on you and slandered your name for no reason other than their own insecurities. But at the end of the day, there is only one you, baby. And you owe it to yourself to see how far you can go. You owe it to yourself to prioritize your healing, to repair the damage that you were unfortunately born into and did not ask for. You are the curse breaker. Don't you hear them chains falling, hitting the ground? Baby, they can't hold you. You are no longer bound. You been had the key. You sitting up there with the key in your right hand and chained up for no reason. Other than you won't take the key, put it in the lock, and do the work to never be bounded again. Prioritize yourself. I want y'all to take a minute because this retrograde, okay, for me, that we just had was about really seeing people and things for what they are. And this time around, I wasn't even offended. It's like people deleting you and making subliminal stats. And it's like, boo, you got my phone number. You could have just called me and said, look, I ain't fucking with you no more because of A, B, C, D, E. Or you could have just stopped fucking with me. I don't need a PSA because I had already removed myself. I had already began my journey and made the changes I needed to stay on a positive road. And guess what? To do that, I didn't need to do anything to anyone else. I didn't need to drag a group of people into it to feel validated on why I'm making the choices I'm making. And nor do I have to consistently bring it up. Because this thing right here, this journey right here is personal. It is your time. 2021 is real. It's something. The energy with 2021 is real different. Okay? It's real different. In spirit and in truth. Authenticity. Being authentic. Being genuine. Being intentional. All of that plays a role. And here's another thing. Stop getting mad at your soul tribe when they give you an act of correction, when they correct you in something or they try to prevent you from making a foolish mistake. Because guess what? You can't control how spirit comes to you. You can't control how things are revealed to you. You never know where your blessings are going to come from. You never know where that pearl of wisdom is going to come from. How dare you get upset because somebody who loves you, who has had your back, who has been there for you, want you to not make the same mistake. Want you to stop making excuses and be accountable so that you could be the person they know that you are. But the truth of the matter is, for those of you who are that friend, let me tell you something. Stop. Don't give it no more energy. Because change is a personal choice. And if they are not ready, they are not going to change. And it will be a cycle of hearing the same thing, the same damn story, the same damn excuses. Your time is being wasted. They're definitely wasting their time. And then either one of y'all win. Lead by example. Live life intentionally. Stay disciplined. Stay consistent. Even when it's hard, the days you really don't want to do it, those are the days that you push through. I promise you, it is the best feeling when a day is crazy and hectic and chaotic and you're still able to get the desired result. most of the time, it comes out better than what you asked for because you pushed through. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Are we doing this or are we not? We got, a lot of us have children. What are we showing them? I'm just, y'all, when I tell y'all about to get a lot more of this energy here. Okay, let's cut the bullshit. All right, love, light, and all of that. But also, let's do the shadow work. Okay, let's stop being lazy. Let's look at ourselves and let's do the work. If you're unsure about something, you don't know how to do something, do your research before you blow up somebody's phone 2011 times. And when you are called and you are inquiring about assistance in anything with anyone, I don't care if it's assistance in laying some damn edges, make sure, hi, how are you? Look, I had a question for you, but before I proceed, do you have the time or the energy or capacity to even deal with me on that level right now? Or do I need to schedule an appointment or you know, handle this at a different time? Because the first thing you should do when you have to figure out something is go to your spirit squad and look within yourself. Outside of that, anything else is confirmation. It's like somebody hopping on Facebook and saying, hey, where is the closest grocery store in Michigan? Like, we don't have Google. Hell, DoorDash should tell you the closest stuff to you. It's like, sis, you just not gonna look, you just gonna ask. But in the same time that you typed out that question to ask, thinking you're gonna get a quicker result, you could have just did it yourself and you might have got the answer even faster. Now, if you wanted to know if that was the best grocery store to go to, then, okay, cool. Hey, you ever been here, here, and here? What was your experience? See, there's a difference. Prioritize setting healthy boundaries. Prioritize protecting your peace. Yeah, the victory mindset is most definitely about to continue to be a series before we touch on Black love. Because the response I got about the Black love is everybody is so excited for that. But let's have that same excitement when it comes to working on ourselves. This is your life. You can choose whatever route you want to choose for yourself. But the benefits and the consequences is also your responsibility as well. Because we love to celebrate the benefits, but we hate to deal with the consequences. And most of the time, the consequences are here to teach you a lesson. It ain't even here to hurt you. It's here to teach you something. It's here to let you know, hey, if you keep doing this, this is the result you're going to get. And if you choose to keep doing something, you can't sit up there and get mad when you don't get the result you're looking for. You did it to yourself. So take some accountability, look in the mirror, realize, you know what? I'm a little bit out of pocket. Let me do a self-check. Let me do a self-analyzation. Is my actions matching the words that are coming out of my mouth? Is my actions saying, hey, I'm a person that is on a journey of spiritual elevation and peace? I'm a person who is consistently watching how I'm spending to work on my credit so I can get that dope business line of credit that I need to make my business even greater. Am I sitting up here taking time to myself to meditate and to pray and trusting my faith and my spirit before I pick up the phone to call 11 people to tell me a bunch of different bullshit that doesn't even have anything to do with my path? Because real talk, most of the time, the people you picking up the phone and calling are people who you don't even need to be associated with. When you want to be petty and cut up, you go call them low vibrational friends. And then you wonder why everything in your life all of a sudden going haywire. Because you called the people who told you what you wanted to hear. You called the yes men. You didn't call the cousin or the friend or the lover that says, you know what, you're wrong. I love you, but you're wrong. I don't give a damn about your attitude. I'm just being honest with you because I want you to be great. You don't want to deal with them. You want to deal with the ones that say, hell yeah, man, F that bitch. No, we're not doing that. Okay, straight up, it's enough of the love and hip hop mentality. It is enough of the BET mentality. Okay, it is enough of the music video mentality. It is enough of the shallowness. It is seriously time for us to be about our business so that we can achieve what it is we are trying to achieve and thrive from then on. Because we're not going to be here forever. At some point, you got to move on to the next room. The phase of life, the circle of life is still going to continue. Don't talk about it, be about it. And let me say this, and I don't know who this is for. If you got to keep questioning yourself about a situation where you took some advice and the advice you were given, the guidance you were given, don't sit well with you, it is okay to revisit that. It is okay to, you know what, let me take a minute and pray on that, or let me go to my bobola or to my ancestor altar and have a conversation because I need some clarity. Because a lot of y'all keep thinking of a person y'all no longer deal with. You know what I'm saying? Just like you can think about people or dream about people, you know, and it gives you messages for harm. Sometimes that could happen when you have wronged a person who has not wronged you too. Or you have prematurely, you know what I'm saying, made a decision or moved too fast on something that you should have sat back and analyzed a little bit more. I'm telling you, the shit I see is hilarious some days. Like, this person's glamoring me and they're trying to make me think they're this and I know they're not. And it's like, well, who told you they not? What in you make you think they not? Maybe that's the problem. You keep trying to decrease who they are. And they're everything and some. And the sad part about it is you think they glamour you, but real life, they not even thinking about you. They're enjoying new vehicles and relocations and their growth in their business and their spiritual growth, and they've accomplished initiations and they on their shit. They're healing, they're thriving, they're glowing, they skin clearing up, edges coming in, body slimming down, having great sex, children getting 3.5s and 3.6s, credit score going up, they hydrated. You still mad, codependent, and miserable. Settling for a situation with individuals who traumatize you emotionally. Because, well, I've known them this long, so I don't want to just cut that cord. Okay. Well, you stay connected to that, my baby. I'm going to say it like this, and then I'm going to go ahead and end this episode because there's definitely more to come. But I'll just say it like this. Think of the universe as a womb. We're the babies in a womb. That umbilical cord is connecting us to the universe. And you either gonna take the bullshit from it and feed that baby, or you gonna take the good things from it and feed that baby and nurture it so it can grow healthy, whole, complete, and strong and have all of the assets and tools it needs to achieve its purpose. What are you prioritizing? And are your priorities the priorities that you need to really be focused on right now? Let's stop making excuses. Let's stop bullshitting with our time and do what we have to do so that we don't have to delay our own success, get in our own way, and be the reason of our own self-sabotage. It's time for change. Because life and the world is going to keep spinning. Everything's going to keep going, whether you do it or not. So you might as well do it. And if you're not going to do it, do yourself and do your circle a favor. Stop dumping on them when you know you're going to keep doing the same bullshit, getting the same results. It's no longer their concern or their business. Allow them to be happy and be great. They shouldn't be drained. They shouldn't be sick. They shouldn't feel nauseous and dizzy when they're done talking to you. Take some damn accountability for your own shit. Because you well and grown when you want thought behavior, but you can't be well and grown when it's time to have a conversation with self. Yeah, let's dead that. And this ain't personal towards nobody. Look, I had no situation recently that's none of this. When I say this is real life, I don't even think this is me talking right now. So I hope whoever needs to hear this and know that and love my sister and love my brother, get your shit together because time is up. Ain't no more room to play. Life is really happening. And you either gonna live with intention and achieve what it is you set out for yourself, or you just gonna be walking among the living dead. It's your choice. Your eyes could be wide open or your eyes could be wide open shut. Meaning you here, but you ain't here. You got this. You're more than capable. I believe in you. But it's time for you to believe in yourself. It's time for you to look within. And it's time for you to do the work. And stop bullshitting. Because when it's all said and done, the only person who got an answer for all of this is you. And I don't know about you. But when it's time for me to answer for me, I want to feel in my heart 100% when I say I did the very best I can do with all that I had and all that I knew. And I didn't even half-ass it. With that being said, don't fall prey to other people's expectations. Pace yourself and do you. Trust in yourself. Stop going to these readers and diviners without talking to your damn ancestors first, without talking to your spirit guides first, your God, whatever faith you are on, whatever path you are on, them first, them in yourself. And then if after that, you feel like you still need clarity, then go ahead and you book that reader that resonates with you. I'm set up different. I'm going to teach y'all how to do this shit for yourselves because you should be able to look within in confidence to get your answers. You shouldn't always have to run to other individuals because the same way y'all learning, the same way y'all have to go through all of this and do all of these things that I'm speaking on, we got to do it too. Being a wounded healer is a real thing. So look, control the controllable, and all you can control is yourself. There's benefits and consequences to everything we do in this lifetime. Whatever side you pick is on you. Peace, love, light, and clarity. Mama Z is off. I have said all that needed to be said. And I will see y'all next episode. Keep thriving. Keep winning. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. I know it get hard sometimes, but you got it. And if you ever need encouragement, real talk, my podcast is sitting here. Just press play. All right? I love you guys. And know this is said from a real place of love. All right? So enjoy y'all week, and I will see y'all next week for part 3 of the Victory Mindset. Okay? Bye.